This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Still ahead, answers to your questions in contending for the faith. And at Understanding the Scriptures, Dave and Tom will resume their conversation on God's salvation. In addition to this radio program, we publish a monthly newsletter, which we make available free of charge. We also produce and distribute a variety of teaching materials, including books, video and audio tapes, and other items to encourage the serious study of God's Word. For a complete list of materials or to get a copy of today's broadcast, contact us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon, 97708. Call us at 800-937-6638. Or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. Ask for program number 0832. And be sure to mention the call letters of this station. We'll repeat this information at the end of the program. Now, Religion in the News, a report and comment on religious trends and events being covered by the media. This week's item is from Reuters News Service, July 4th, 2002, with the headline, Beatles Guru Seeks $1 Billion to Save the World. Beatles guru Maharishi Mahesh Yogi said on Wednesday in a July 4th message to Americans nervous about new September 11th style attacks that he could kill world terrorism with love, but he would need $1 billion to do it. July 4th could be a great day for freedom, Maharishi, who brought transcendental meditation to the West more than 40 years ago and is a spiritual inspiration to some 6 million people worldwide, said in a conference call from the Netherlands. Maharishi said that with $1 billion, he could train 40,000 expert meditators, or Vedic pandits, who would generate enough good vibes to save the world. His press office said $85 million toward that goal had already been raised. I have confidence that India will be the lighthouse for total knowledge. From there, this total knowledge will radiate in the whole family of nations. That would generate a powerful influence of peace that would spread throughout the whole world and neutralize the stress, the hatred, and tensions that fuel terrorism and war today. The guru has largely shunned the public eye for the last 20 years, but is now determined to drum up support for his concept of natural law, the constitution of the universe.
Dave, for $1 billion, we bring him out of seclusion. We could get him going here. On the other hand, what could we do for $1 billion? I mean, you got anything in mind here?
This is very much like the spiritual warfare we've been talking about.
Absolutely.
He's going to put out these good vibes for anyone who has ever visited India. I mean, this is pretty ludicrous. I don't want to offend any Indians out there, people from India, but I think you would recognize, for this being a lighthouse of total knowledge. Now, India, unfortunately, it's Hinduism that has made India what it is. India has great natural resources. They've got a lot of brilliant people. In fact, during the Y2K scare, we were using a lot of Indian programmers, computer programmers, to do the work that needed to be done on some of the computers here in America and in the West. These people are bright. They have the resources to be, they could be a lighthouse. But Hinduism has darkened their minds. They worship rats, and I've seen rats in India as big as a small dog, and they can gnaw their way right through concrete. But you wouldn't want to kill them because it could be one of your ancestors. So they have old age retirement homes for cows, believe it or not. But some cows have hunks cut out of them because a major reason for not eating meat is the law of ahimsa, nonviolence. So you wouldn't want to kill a cow. So you cut it out, a hunk of meat out, and leave it alive. Of course, every time they boil the water for their tea, they're killing millions of microbes.
Which could be somebody who has been transmigrated, or the term we understand, reincarnated. Dave, let me interject this. I was in Chicago a couple of months ago, and I stopped by a Hindu temple that was being built in the west side of Chicago. It was absolutely beautiful, hand-carved and so on, and you saw cars coming up. They were late-model cars. The people that got out were well-dressed, the doctors, lawyers, they're carrying their cell phones and so on. And I went into the temple with them, and I was being shown around, and there they were. You had idols right in front, and these idols, they were just, the guide said, yes, they're just stone, but the spirit is now in them, so we dress the idols, we feed the idols, and there you had people standing around who, as you said, doctors, scientists, and so on.
You've got Hanuman, the monkey god, you've got Ganesh.
Right there he was, exactly.
Face of an elephant. Mm-hmm. They are doing exactly what Paul said in Romans chapter 1, worshiping the creation instead of the creator, bowing down to sticks and stones. Isaiah ridicules them. He says, these idols have mouths, they can't talk, they can't eat. They have eyes, they can't see. They have feet, they can't walk. You've got to carry them around, and so forth. And those who worship them are like them.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we saying this? Because what Maharishi teaches, Transcendental Meditation, TM, is yoga. It comes from Hinduism. It's part of their ancient religion. And it is a delusion, and it doesn't work.
So he's going to change things through $1 billion by raising consciousness. How many times have we heard this? The idea behind it, I wonder if any of our listeners have ever seen a bumper sticker as they're driving along, whether it's be in L.A. or anywhere else, visualize world peace. Well, how does that work? According to the person that has the bumper sticker, many don't know, but the idea is that there is a mind out there. It's not a personal mind. It's not a transcendent God, personal. It's a mind that we, through meditation or various techniques, visualization, we direct. We make these mm-hmm. things come about.
Mm-hmm. If enough people think snow, then it will snow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is religious science. All the mind science cults, Christian science,
correct,
and so forth are part and parcel of the same thing. It's a delusion. It's tragic. And yet many celebrities have followed this idea and follow Maharishi Mahesh Yogi as their guru to this day. I noticed that Maharishi has to have an umbrella over his head to keep the rain off. He still has to fly in a helicopter or an airplane. Although he's been claiming that he's teaching people to fly,
right,
they manage to bounce a few inches off the floor. They have a dome there in Iowa.
What's it cost to learn how to levitate?
quite a few $1,000s.
Yeah.
It's a tragedy.
But nobody can get 6 to 8 inches. Nobody can get off that.
Yeah. Even the Maharishi can't do it.
It's not worth that kind of money.
No. It's a tragedy. The worst tragedy, Tom, is it takes people away from the truth of God and of the gospel,
right,
and they're following a delusion that only leads them astray.